Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dave Woodward, your host of Funnel Hacker Radio. I cannot tell you this is going to be a cool, cool podcast because I don't even know this guy. This actually is so much fun. Sean Ogle, welcome.
Dave, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So Sean actually was introduced to me by Garvin. We actually were just talking about this. Garvin's been a great guy because he literally connects with everybody. But the funnest thing about it is I love spending time with people I don't know, especially online. And you've got such a killer cool story that I think it's going to resonate so much with everybody. So real quick background as far as so you guys understand who Sean is and where he's coming from. Sean basically is the founder of LocationRebel.com. Sean is one of those guys you're going to love. He has the lifestyle that everyone dreams of and talks about as far as this whole internet marketing lifestyle of, you know, living in Thailand and now actually lives in Portland. But most importantly, he's following his passion as far as golf, which we're going to get to in just a few minutes here. Then has the opportunity of traveling, you know, 3 to 4 months out of the year. So with all that said, Sean, we're super excited to have you on the call. So tell people just a little background. Again, you're, you know, 60 seconds snapshot there of what you were telling me with regard to your financial analyst story and how you got involved in internet marketing.
Yeah. So basically I like grew up the most like average upbringing ever, you know, middle class, white dude. I always knew what was going to happen. I knew from sixth grade where I was going to go to college. 6 months before I graduated, I got a job in finance and I ended up getting a job as a portfolio analyst in July of 2007. So most of you probably remember peak of the market, July of 2007. By February of 2009, everything had crashed. Everybody was miserable. I was miserable. And so I ended up begging my boss to use all of my vacation time for the year to go down to Rio for Carnival and went down there for 2 weeks with my best friend and just had a, like, we danced in the Carnival parade. We went hang gliding over Rio. We went down to Iguazu Falls. And it was on that last day, we're sitting on Copacabana Beach. And we're like, you know what? We should be able to do this whenever we want. And the day I got back, I ended up getting a 20% pay cut because the business wasn't doing very well. And that led to a series of events where I ended up leaving my job about 6 months later, moving to Thailand, kind of learning internet marketing and continuing to grow the blog that I had started. That was kind of, you know, my quarter life crisis. After I got back from Brazil, I started this blog called Location Rebel, just kind of trying to figure my life out. And 7 years later, it's turned into a business.
I love that. Again, Location Rebel is so many people are struggling to, you know, trying to. It's always so much fun. Because I absolutely love every day of my life and what I do. That it's. I feel bad for those people who are stuck, you know, in a cubicle trying to figure out what they want to do next and are tied, literally shackled to a location. So I think Location Rebel is such a cool blog post blog site as well as. More importantly, I think the part I really want to dive into right now is. How many other people you've been able to actually help really kind of create that culture and that community of Location Rebels who now are literally doing what you're doing. So tell us more about how many members you got, where they're at, what they're doing, how it all works.
Yeah. So people say, like, who's your target demographic or like, what does your membership look like? And I expected when I started the site, it to be people just like me, people that were in their mid-20s, unhappy with their job. They wanted to travel. They wanted to do more. And what I found is it's been absolutely all over the place. We have everything from like the 18-year-old who's graduating high school that wants to travel, doesn't want to go to college, but wants to make some money, to the 65-year-old woman in the UK who's retired and, you know, wants to make some money, and everything in between. So the goal of the business is basically to teach people how to build small businesses that they can run from anywhere on earth. For some people, that's backpacking around the world. And for other people, that's just being able to work from home and spend more time with their family and their kids. And so the site originally started as just a blog that was called Location 180. And then the product in the community, Location Rebel, came 2 years later. And just last month, we actually merged the two. So now everything's Location Rebel. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 members from over 40 different countries and some of the coolest testimonials and case studies I could ever ask for.
You know, I think the part I love most about what you're doing, Sean, is you really target a demographic where you say, listen, my goal is to help you get to that $3,000 to $5,000 a month, which, you know, it's so, because you get hit with as much as I do as far as, you know, get rich online type of stuff, you know, make six figures, all this kind of things, where I think it's really cool that you've said, you know, listen, I'm not trying to get you to six figures. I'm trying to get you to $3,000 to $5,000 a month, which for most people is going to take care of their bills, where they literally could go and do whatever they wanted. I thought that, as we were talking earlier, I thought, you know what, that is just a brilliant way of knowing your demographic and knowing it's a very realistic, attainable goal for a person versus, listen, you need to make seven figures selling on Amazon by the end of the year. I mean, you're like, really? So congratulations on that.
Totally. Well, you just kind of realize that that $3,000 number is kind of special because that gives people options. It's like you said, once they get to that point, they can pay their bills. You know, if they've got that much coming in, like they're able to quit their job and know that they've got, you know, a little bit of stability and support. And, you know, in this world, I mean, you hear it all the time. People are like the whole like 4-hour work week, like follow your passion, build a business around your passion. The reality is, like, I could give a crap about people's passion. It's like, yes, like, I eventually can help you build a business. Like, I've got my golf business, which is something that I love doing. Location Rebel is something that I'm really passionate about. But first, it's about making the money. It's about building that stability that's going to enable you to do the things that you're passionate about. You know, I did freelance SEO for 3 years. Was I super passionate about search engine optimization? Not really. Was I passionate about the fact it let me work from home, live in Thailand, travel as much as I wanted, and golf 3 days a week? Absolutely. So I try and take a little bit of a different approach than most of the marketing that you see out there.
No, I think that's great. So obviously this is all about funnels and things of that sort. So kind of walk me through, how does a person get into your community? I mean, what's the, is it start with the landing pages as far as, I mean, do they, where are you advertising on Facebook? I mean, tell me kind of what's, how do you reach out to your people? And then as far as your funnel, is it more of a webinar funnel? Is it a free plus shipping off? What, just kind of give an idea as far as what you got going.
So the site's been around for over 7 years now. I hardly do any advertising. Occasionally I'll do some Facebook ads if I'm running a webinar or whatever. But most of it comes from referral traffic and search traffic. We've got like 600 blog posts and I rank pretty well. Like I rank number 2 for the term niche site. I rank number 3 for the term bucket list. So, you know, that sends a pretty considerable amount of traffic each month. And one of the things that I do with my funnels that are a little bit different from some of the, you know, the more marketing heavy funnels you'll see is I try and be a real person, and I actually try and engage as many people as possible with real conversations. So this was something I learned from Derek Halpern of Social Triggers like 4 or 5 years ago, where he's like, in your first email, once people sign up for your email list, ask them a question. And so, and actually try and get them to respond. So I would say 20% to 25% of the people that sign up for my list will actually answer the questions that I posed. And those two questions are, what are you struggling with right now? And what does your perfect day look like? Because when someone tells me those two things, I know what their problem is, and I know what in their mind what the solution might look like. So I can use that in my products and my blog posts and my marketing and everything. And first off, most people are surprised when I say, hey, I actually want you to respond to my autoresponder series. But they're even more surprised when they actually get a thoughtful response back from me. And I'm not gonna lie, like it takes a considerable amount of time, especially as the business has grown and I've gotten more and more emails. I'm kind of at that tipping point where things might need to change a little bit. But when I, what I found is that when people actually respond and you engage them in a little bit of a conversation, that level of trust is built, that friendship is built, and they just become much more likely to support the things that you're doing, to buy your products, and not feel like they're being marketed to and screwed over in the process.
Sean, I love that. If you don't mind, could you repeat those two questions? Because I know people are going to go trying to be rewinding this, trying to get it. So what are the two questions you ask?
Yeah. So the questions I usually ask are, what are you struggling with? And what does your perfect day look like?
Love that. You know, we've spent a lot of time as far as trying to help people understand the importance of creating that attractive character. And you've done such a great job of it. Your story is the attractive character. You're out there leading the people as far as, you know, this is what my life is like as far as talking about your golf and being able to, you know, travel 3-4 months pursuing, you know, youngest man to basically have golfed on the, you know, top 100 courses. I think as people find out about that, they're able to connect with you. But I love, it's so funny. I talk to so many people who are like, oh yeah, online, the last thing I want to do is ever talk to my customers. I'm like, that's like the most important thing to do. I mean,
seriously,
it just always cracks me up. I'm like, you don't want to talk to your customers? Why not? They're going to tell you every single thing they need and want, and your marketing will go improve so much once you're able to communicate with them. So I think it's brilliant the way you're doing this. It reminds me a lot of, you know, Ryan Lebeck's ask method. And it's that whole idea. We're seeing a lot more surveys and questions being asked, even on landing pages. But I think it's really cool that what you said there is you're actually doing this through your autoresponder and wanting people to engage through an autoresponder. So that's really cool.
Yeah, and obviously you'll get people that won't reply ever and, you know, will still buy your products. But when people take that step and actually engage with you, you know, that shows that they're committed. And one of the things I've found is, like, you know, with what I'm offering and this type of business and the whole kind of like quit your job, do the things that make you happy, you find that I've gotten tens of thousands of emails from people, and people basically have the same problems. You know, they've all got variations of the same problems. So I've been able to really kind of hone in on what those are and provide that for them, you know, in a way where it feels more like a friend helping you out as opposed to, you know, someone marketing you, where people are just kind of always like waiting for, it's like, well, what are you going to sell me? Like, where's the upsell? How much is this going to cost? And I tell people, it's like, hey, I've got products you want to buy, or I've got products for sale, but, you know, if you don't want to buy those, that's great. I've got plenty of free content over here for you as well.
Great. So how long is your autoresponder series?
Right now, it's about 8 emails. So I do 5 emails of information and kind of walking people through my 3-step process for, you know, building an online business and getting to that first 3,000 a month. And then another, you know, 3 email kind of sales sequence. And then from there, they basically get put on my newsletter list, where I send out usually 2 emails a day or 2 emails a week. And then, you know, occasionally give them opportunities where I'll send them an email and say, hey, click here, tell me what you're interested in now, that might put them into a different funnel.
Very cool. So are you, I know, as far as your product, is it a monthly membership? Is it a annual membership? How does your product actually work?
Yeah. So it's generally speaking, it's a one-time fee of $497. We have an entry-level version that's $297, and we have an option for 4 payments of $149. I decided not to go the monthly, you know, recurring strategy with this particular business, because one of the biggest strengths is the community. So we have people that have been in our community and in our forums for 5 years now, people that have gone on to build 6-figure businesses and have, you know, these really successful businesses. Those people, a lot of them feel like they owe the community. You know, they owe a lot to Location Rebel, because that's kind of what helped them get their start. So those people have stuck around and help out all the new guys that are coming in and basically taking on mentorship roles. And if it was a recurring business, eventually they're going to get to the point where they're like, you know what, I've graduated past this, I need something more advanced, I'm going to stop paying. But because it was a one-time fee, we've able to really keep the quality of our community high.
Sean, that's brilliant. I love it. Because obviously the hardest part for any of us is our own time. You can only be the front man there for so long, and then eventually it's so much nicer when you have someone else who kind of takes over that role, especially as they can act and see themselves as a mentor. That satisfies a lot of their own significance and ability to give back to a community. So I think that's really a cool idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And over the last, you know, year or so, you know, I mentioned before, the blog itself was Location 180, and that was at the domain seanogle.com. And with the merge into the whole brand being under the name Location Rebel, I've really been trying to kind of say, when it started, it was literally a matter of me going through a quarter life crisis. I put my bucket list on my website to hold myself accountable for all of these things I wanted to do. And it kind of followed my journey from being clueless, working in a cubicle, hating my life, to being able to travel, being able to support myself, and eventually being able to thrive. And now it's much less about me, and it's about all of the other people that are in the community. And so that's what I'm trying to do a little bit, is just kind of highlight all of the other cool stories that have been happening. Because, you know, my story is great, but I've also, you know, one of the things that made it so great is it was so relatable. You know, you can go back into my archives in May of 2009 and see those blog posts about how miserable I was. And now that I've kind of gotten on the level and, you know, my business has, you know, been a little bit more successful, I want to continue showing those stories of people that are in the trenches, are going through it now, and are having success, because those are the people that someone who's just getting started are going to relate to most.
I love that. That's fantastic. So as far as purchasing your product, is it just all online? Is it a webinar? It's just sales pages. How's your product actually convey to people?
It's super simple. It's basically, you can go to locationrebel.com/join. It's one sales page. From there, we've got your 3 checkout options. We actually, just last month when we rolled out the new site, we included a marketplace. So right now, I want to say we've got 4 different products that are for sale on there. You know, in 2012, I had 3 different products, and I decided that rather than kind of keep, you know, rolling out, you know, a new information product every 6 months, every 12 months, I wanted to double down on the one thing that was working, and that was Location Rebel. And so that became the two other products I had. I rolled them into Location Rebel. I really focused on that for 3 or 4 years, and it was the best decision I could have made. But now we're at the point where the brand is bigger, that, you know, that one size fits all thing isn't necessarily the right approach. It's still going to be best for most people, but we wanted to roll out a few other products that are a little bit more specific in helping people with their goals. And right now we've got short email, you know, series, you know, 3 or 4 email sequences. But mostly it's just, you know, a sales page with a buy button. And, you know, as you can imagine, merging two websites, you know, that were as big as this has been a lot of work. So we're kind of taking it one step at a time, and we're going to start building out a little bit more elaborate funnels for each of those individual products here over the next couple months.
Oh, Sean, that's awesome. So tell me, as your members and things, do you end up going out afterwards and then selling them affiliate products, or you keep it all pretty much all within your own brand?
So for the most part, it's all within my own brand. You know, as I'm helping people start these businesses, obviously one of the things they're going to do is start a website. So, you know, it's like I help them walk them through step by step how to do that. So I make a fairly considerable amount of like hosting affiliate revenue, WordPress theme and plugin revenue and things like that. And then usually, you know, once a quarter, I'll do some sort of an affiliate partnership for another information product that might be complementary. But for the most part, I try and kind of just keep it in my own brand. I try not to bombard people with a lot of upsells and a lot of things. You know, we're working on some more advanced products, but part of what, you know, I get a lot of compliments on is like, hey, I paid the $500. I came in and I was able to focus solely on building the business with the information you gave me and not feeling like I constantly had to buy more stuff in order to, you know, kind of get the information that I really needed. And frankly, that's one of the things that I need to do a better job of, is once people are at that $3,000 to $5,000 a month point, I need to provide them with better options to kind of graduate and move forward. So if there's one, you know, thing that I'm doing in my business that I'd like to improve, that's probably what it is.
Well, once we finish the podcast, we'll spend more time talking about ClickFunnels and how you can do that for your users.
Sounds good.
So Sean, I think it's really cool though that you have the opportunity of building this type of a community. And you made mention, I'm curious, on that community, is this a Facebook community? Is this all on WordPress? Where do the members actually congregate and how do they communicate?
Yeah, so it was all on WordPress up until February of this year. We moved off of WordPress and now we're on CopyBlogger's Rainmaker platform. So it's kind of all in one, you know, forum, affiliate stuff, membership stuff, all on one platform.
So very cool. So as you've had the opportunity to kind of expand, what are some of the things that you've learned over the years when it comes to building out and maintaining and really kind of growing? I mean, we talk a lot about culture, and you've done a great job of that. What are some of the things you think have helped you really create this type of a culture that's lasted as long as it has?
You know, I think that there's kind of something that I've tried to live by that I think shows up on the site. And that's when you meet me in person, I hope that I'm exactly the same person as you think I will be based on what you've seen from me online, and vice versa. So if, you know, if you meet me online and then you meet me in person, it's like, oh yeah, that's what I expected. And I think that kind of non-pretentious, just average dude mentality, I think resonates with a lot of people, because a lot of marketers, you know, they tend to have a little bit of an ego, you know, they like to, you know, kind of be that guru and be that expert. And I try and position myself as, hey, I tried some things in my own life that worked out pretty well. Here's what I did. Maybe it'll work for you. And by taking that approach and that culture and, you know, not trying to go over the top with my own ego, I think that's worked to my advantage a little bit.
I think that's awesome. I think especially considering the demographic you're after and the way you've been able to have other people step in, I think that is just absolutely brilliant for people to realize, you know what, you can allow someone else, you don't have to have all the limelight all the time. And by actually bringing other people in, it allows you to really grow a serious culture very, very quickly. So I think that's super, super cool.
For sure. And it's kind of the idea that, I mean, the more people I help, the more I'm going to get the things I want in life. So the more people are successful in my community, the more successful my business is going to be in the process.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. We've seen the same type of thing inside of ClickFunnels that as we've taken a look at trying to grow different businesses, as you have testimonials and success stories, as you put those people out as the face of your company and things, people gravitate to them so much more than they do just to you. And I think it's actually a brilliant idea. So congratulations on your success with that.
No, thank you. And that's been the kind of thing. We do two big promotions a year, and I try and do interview case studies with people, and it's amazing to see. Every time I put those out, it's amazing to see the reactions, just because people are like, oh my God, like I resonated with that person so much. And then all of those people have said from those case study interviews, they've actually gotten like freelance writing work and different types of offers. So it's worked out well for everybody.
I think that's awesome. I try to do the same thing here on the podcast. It's interesting. We'll get done with an interview and someone actually will end up thanking me later for saying they got business out of it. I'm like, well, you know, the more you give, the more you get is kind of how I look at things. So I think that's very, very cool. So tell me, as you take a look at your two promotions a year, do you do that through, do you let your users become affiliates for you? Do you pay them off that? Or is it, how do you run your two promotions?
So I don't yet. So that's something that we've talked about doing, but basically I don't change the price. The price stays $497. I just throw in a bunch of extra bonuses and put a very strict timeline on it. So each of the promotions, I do one in July for our anniversary, and I do one on New Year's Day. And they're both 48-hour promotions. The first 10 people get all of the bonuses. The first 25 get most of them, 50, 100, and so on. And it's for 48 hours each. And so basically I've got a 5-email sequence that I send out. And it ends up, you know, usually doing very well. And so it's nothing fancy. It's basically just kind of finding those times and, you know, hitting on the fact that, you know, there's probably a lot of things you've wanted to do that you haven't taken action on. Well, use this as an opportunity to start, you know, making some moves. So pretty simple.
I love that. So Sean, it's basically an urgency and scarcity play. And I think the cool part is, the tiered type of bonuses. That is a very, we've looked at trying to do that. That takes a lot of work on your part, but I think that's really cool to basically say, you know what, the first 10 people get this, the next 50 or next 100. I mean, that's actually really cool. So how do you actually manage that?
Yeah, it really doesn't take quite as much work as you might expect. The way it works is I've got a few bonuses that are for everybody. So no matter when you buy, you're going to get bonuses. Obviously, you know, you want to make it worthwhile for everyone that joins, regardless of when that is. So usually that's access to a few of my extra courses that they wouldn't have otherwise, as well as you know, I do a monthly mastermind call. So basically it's like the two guys that are kind of in my personal mastermind, and we'll hop on and we'll talk to members that join during that sale and answer any of their questions. You know, kind of stay on for as long as they need to kind of help them work through things. You know, the first 10 people, they get one-on-one calls with me. And then usually mixed in there is I go to some of my friends that have other successful courses and kind of say, hey, you know, I'll pay you, you know, 50% of whatever the cost of your course is, if you let me give away 25 or 50 copies of it or whatever. So I send a couple emails and, you know, I have my community manager kind of manage the back end of all of that. But for the most part, it's really not that much work, especially as we've already built out the sales page that we've used in previous sales. So it's just a matter of kind of switching out what the bonuses are and just kind of making sure that everything stays up to date.
Oh, I think that's awesome. Awesome idea. So tell me, as far as a value ladder and things, you mentioned as far as mastermind and things, is there something after the 500, can they get higher access to you at paying a higher fee, or how does that work?
Not yet. That's all part of the 2017 plan. So for the last year, I've been so consumed with getting these brands merged, and now that's just last month has happened, kind of like I was mentioning, it's basically starting to prioritize, like, all right, now let's actually focus on the marketing now that I don't have to focus on all the technical side of things for a while. So yeah, all stuff that's in the works.
Very cool. I know that is absolutely brutal. We had to do that this last year when we kind of merged a lot of Russell's.com secrets into ClickFunnels and all the products and stuff. It slows down everything in business, trying to make sure that everything's where it needs to be and aligned right and set up correctly.
Oh my God.
I feel your pain.
It's always so much more work than you expect it to be.
Yes, it is. So with your Vacation Rebel, your Location Rebel, do you have a lot of that, is a lot of your business basically outsourcing things? Do you have most of your users, are they doing their own things? How does that work?
Yeah, so I would say 70% of the people that go through the program, they start with freelance writing. I treat freelance writing as kind of a bridge business because, you know, it's the easiest way to make money online. There's a huge demand for it, and it's generally a skill that people already have. So I kind of say that here's your bridge from going from, you know, your job that you don't like to running a successful e-commerce store or a SaaS business or a membership site or whatever it's going to be. So that's generally where people start. And some people will choose, you know, other types of freelancing. Maybe if they've got a design background or a development background, they might do something with that. Like I said, I did search engine optimization. So usually once people get to that point where they've got a few clients, they're making a little bit of income, that's when they start saying, okay, what do I really want to be doing? What's the thing that excites me? And that's when I start telling people about, you know, products like ClickFunnels, where it's like, hey, if you want to build a marketing funnel and build your brand and teach people how to do something, then, you know, here's, you know, I've got blueprints for that inside Location Rebel. So, you know, one of the benefits of being around for 5 years is we've got so much content in there that goes from like the very, very beginning all the way up to, you know, how to do more internet marketing style things and build, you know, e-commerce brands and things like that. So it's pretty all encompassing up to kind of like that intermediate level. And then once you get more advanced, then I recommend other products from there.
I think that's cool. So when you talk about freelance writing, what exactly do you mean by freelance writing?
So where a lot of people start with is SEO writing. So writing, you know, $8 to $10 articles, 300 to 500 words that people use for, you know, the links for SEO. And, you know, is for as much as SEO has changed, there's still a pretty high demand for that type of work. And so I would say for the first month or two, people start with that just to get used to the idea of finding clients, working with clients, writing on a deadline, going through that whole process of actually getting paid and invoicing people. But what basically people migrate into really quickly is just content and blog posts and, you know, blogs for businesses. You know, these days there's such a high demand for content and getting content out quickly. You know, as blogs have gone from posting, you know, once a week to once a day or five times a day, or whatever, there's just always this big need for it. So we kind of show people, you know, how to start finding work, how to, you know, cold call and pitch people properly. And then from there, the people that really want to get into it, they'll start developing more of their copywriting skills and start helping with, you know, landing pages and sales pages and tweaking, you know, businesses about pages and things like that. So, some people literally just use it to start out and start making that income, and they jump into the other stuff really quickly. Whereas some people, their full-time business ends up being writing work, and then they end up hiring writers below them, and they just kind of manage the process. So we have one guy that joined a few years ago that now has nearly $500,000, you know, writing business, and he's got like his mom working for him, his, you know, brothers working for him, his friends working for him, and he just manages it all.
I think that's awesome. It's always funny to me to see is you talk with different business owners and everything. Oh yeah, that was a long, long time ago. That doesn't apply anymore. And I'm like, you know what? The core principles of marketing, they always apply. And content is one of those things that always, always applies to every single business. And obviously it's becoming more and more of a important issue to all the time. You know, it's always funny when you hear people talk about SEO and all the different Google slaps that happen because people are trying to game the whole system. And the reality is if you always put out good content, you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. So I think that's really a cool idea.
Totally. And you know, it's so many of people come in and they've got this, they've read the 4-hour work week and they're like, I'm going to build this passive income business and I'm going to become an expert affiliate marketer. And kind of what I tell people is like, hey, like those businesses are great, but they're not as easy as everybody makes them seem. You have to still have the fundamental skill set. You have to understand the marketing behind it in order to make them successful. So that's why we walk them through this 3-step process where it's like, hey, we're going to teach you the basic skills you need to be successful online. Here's the basics of SEO, the basics of design, copywriting, WordPress. You know, here's how you start kind of freelancing to build up that income. And then once you get to step three, you've already got that background. You've set up a website. You've started to think about SEO. You've maybe tweaked your headlines and your blog posts and are learning the essentials of copywriting. So it's really kind of preparing them for that step while also building up their income and that confidence in the process.
Oh, I love it. Well, Sean, I greatly appreciate your time today. I know you were kind enough to make time for me today, and I really do appreciate that. Tell me, as we get close to wrapping things up here, what else would you like to make sure everyone knows about?
You know, basically, just if any of this is interesting, go check out locationrebel.com. You know, it's one of those things. We've got a ton of free content in there that can help get you started. If you're interested in it, you can send me an email, Sean@locationrebel. I'm happy to help in any way that I can. And for those of you that are interested in golf, which is probably a very small percentage of you, you can go to breaking80.com with 80 spelt out. And that's where I'm kind of documenting this journey of trying to become the youngest guy to play at the top 100 courses in the world.
Breaking80.com. I love that. So for those of you guys who are not golfers, that's a handicap score we're talking about. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. Trying to get you to break it 80.
Basically trying to shoot under 80, which I've now done 5 times. I hadn't done it when I started the site.
I love that. I'm much more of a bogey golfer. So you're going to find me into the I'm probably breaking 100 right now.
Nice.
It's been too long since I've been out playing as much as I need to. So I think that's awesome. Cool. Very, very cool. Well, Sean, thank you so much for your time today. And again, if you want to get a hold of Sean, the best way of actually reaching out to him is at locationrebel.com. And you can probably find him also, I think you made mention as far as the social sites of Facebook, at Location Rebel there as well. Is that right, Sean?
Yep, facebook.com/locationrebel, Twitter @locationrebel, Instagram @locationrebel. All pretty simple.
Awesome. Sean, thank you so much for your time, bud. We'll talk real soon.
Dave, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.